Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But he was named. Yeah. So he's next. He's back to work.
Stoops and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, we were clowning around, but our man Randy Mack, big shout out to him and Andy and Randy.
Yeah.
They are on before we come on, midday show. If you've never heard it, check it out. Make sure you give them some love, man. They do a terrific job. He is here just grabbing some is this lunch? What is this, Mike?
It's a late lunch.
Late lunch? All right.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's what the players do. You know, that's why I love seeing, we got a couple of guys, only a few guys have their laptops out. I always laugh when you come to a place like Twin Peaks. What are you doing on your laptop? You know, tell your boss you got a sales call in Rome. Sorry, boss, bad cell service, or hey, Hira, or something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, have some fun. Commit to it, full commitment.
This one's a little stronger.
Yeah, Raina's margaritas are tight. Raina represents Miss Buckhead for Twin Peaks competition down in South Beach in Miami. Is coming down next weekend. So Raina will be repping, and we've known her for years now. And she's a big sports fan. She's the one, I forget what team was in town. Might have been the Lakers. She was totally distracting them by sitting courtside.
Oh, yeah, she was.
In
front
a very
row.
Plunging neckline with
That's
her friends.
Right.
Yeah, and it was little. Even the refs got distracted.
I remember
guy
that.
Guy swallowed his whistle.
Wow. I mean,
literally,
I've got jokes, but I was going to say, they put her up on the big screen, right?
That's right.
They put her up on the jumbotron.
Yep.
Yeah, the first one was different. This one is, I'm talking about Raina's drink.
And our server, you know, she's pretty funny. I didn't order another drink. She's like, oh, no, I just anticipated. I'm like, well, you know, again, professionals, we've got to maintain an even strength.
This is true.
You know,
what does she think we are on this place, in this job?
I told you years ago, real quick, sidebar, about drinking. We interviewed, for guys of a certain age, Day-Day might not know who Billy Squire was. And he was a rock star in the 80s. And he had gone through some problems with drugs, and he came back on sort of a comeback tour. And he interviewed all the radio stations in New York area, and he wound up on the east end of Long Island. That was the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And I was the last interview him that on that little media tour. So the guy from the record company, kind of like Paul Schaefer in Spinal Tap, very much like coked up. And I thought maybe after the interview we'd go out to dinner. We go to Lobster House, go to Lobster, get a Lobster, we'll go to Lobster. We'll go to Lobster. So I got this guy's energy, and you've got Billy Squire coming off of heroin. This is my dinner. And my program director, waitress comes in, back then we called him waitress, server comes to the table. She goes, what can I get you? Billy goes, do you have strawberry daiquiris? She goes, yeah, sure, we can whip some up. Yeah, if you could bring strawberry daiquiris about every 25 minutes, that'd be great. Like a pitcher. It was just so
weird.
Goofy and apropos of nothing in rock and roll. But anywho, but that's what you need right now is like amp it up if you're ramping up.
Yeah.
And by the way, Raina did ask Carl, if you're mad enough to try her old-fashioned mezcal, which is high octane, some can try, few can finish.
I got work to do. I mean, like, I will try it, and I am man enough. Don't challenge my manhood. But but she did come over here. But we wish her the best, man. She's one of the best at it, and she's in as competition as Mike
right
said.
On.
So that's why we're mentioning Raina. She's always here at this location, Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Hey, here are some things that people are saying, and this is coming from you guys.
The fans.
The fans. your reactions and comments off of social media based on what Mike and I were talking about yesterday in regards to the Braves. So I'm going to read some of this. One listener, anyone consider the team chemistry before Ronald Acuna came back?
Oh, it's his fault?
48% win percentage before, 27 win percentage after. In 2021, 49% before the injury, 60% win percentage after, and a World Series ring without him. Quote, he's not a team guy.
Well, time, real quick, I'm sorry to jump on that guy.
Yeah.
Has he looked at the 2023 stats when Ronald Acuna was MVP and we won 104 freaking games and then ran out of pitching and clutch hitting against the Phillies? I mean,
his name's Gary.
Gary, see, that's the thing. That's a selective argument. You know, take it in toto, because Ronald Acuna was a part of a 23, a pretty good. Oh, you know what? That makes me angry. Why do people have such a mean on for Ronald Acuna?
So
this time?
Gary goes on, right? This is some of your responses to what we were talking about yesterday, because everybody's going, here's the problem, Dukes and Bell. This is what's going on. This is why these guys are not doing what they need to do. He goes on to say, not a team guy. He's not a leader. Everybody on this team, especially Ronald Acuna, who is your best player, when healthy, his toolbox is completely better than everybody else's.
Right.
But he can't be all things. This is why we talk about, hey, the best player in Ronald Acuna, he shouldn't have to be the loudest voice on the team. There are other guys who should be able to step up who have more seniority, Mike, who've been in the league longer. But the problem is, again, I don't know who that guy is. So when you say he's not a leader, I just think you're putting this all on Ronald, and then you look at this win percentage crap and say, Right. Well, they were better without him, and now he's back, and they're not as good.
Well, his OPS is over one. He's batting .333, and he's got 4 home runs and 7 RBIs in 12
games.
He's
crushing it.
He's the only guy, other than Ozuna, really doing his job. There's just this disconnect with some of the good old boys and the Caribbean players, Carl. I'll just call it what it is. They just never gravitated or warmed to this guy. I don't get it. Now, I will argue with you that Ronald.
You're talking about the gold chains?
Well, the swag, everything. Oh, okay. You know, that's what Major League Baseball is now. Hell, have you been watching college baseball? That's all they're doing now. So where'd it come from? The Caribbean players, Bob Feller would say. It's swag. It's juice. It's energy. It's what the sport needs. So real quick, I would disagree that I do think Ronald, now how he wants to approach it coming off a long injury, not being in that clubhouse for a while.
Yeah.
But I would love to see him grab that mantle of leadership. I love the fact that he's doing things. And again, this is a small fact. Maybe it means something to you. Maybe it doesn't. That, hey, I'm going to try to answer more stuff in English. I'm going to try to do more to be more communicative to the fan base and get the message across. I think that's a step of maturity. I think that's great he's doing that. And I would love to see him be a guy who does do the stuff that Freddie did and say, hey, guys, this is unacceptable. Is that in his toolbox? I don't know. I'd like to see him try.
You know what? I don't know if he's built like that.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, don't misunderstand me. Freddie's upbringing in baseball
was so old school.
Correct. And Ronald, it's hard for a guy who's been flashy and been able to be himself to tell others to tone it down.
Right.
Or we don't do that.
But when
in fact, he right. is a guy that loves to do the things that we're talking about that, to me, enhances the team. Look, I'm not tripping on Ronald. You guys know Ronald Acuna for life for me. He's one of the best players in the league. And it's unfortunate that the injuries have set him back two seasons. But at the end of the day, like I said, there's no one, and ask Chipper Jones if you don't believe, there's nobody more talented that's come through this organization than Ronald Acuna. He's not the best player, but he is certainly the most talented.
Right. Now, Austin Riley, again, he's a great player, but is he a leader? You know, I mean, that's another guy who's kind of where he is in his career now, Carl, his time, his tenure with the Braves, but he's a very low-key guy. I don't think he's comfortable in that role either.
All right.
You know, kind of lead, you know, he'll lead by his effort.
Lead by,
not going to say anything.
This is from Michael. Again, comments from you guys after our comments in our conversation about the Braves yesterday after that devastating loss. They're on the West Coast tonight. Just people reacting to us. And some of this stuff we said, okay, we got to talk about this on the air. This one's about Snit, Mike. Snit will be moved to an advisory role and become a senior level guy somehow in the organization. And we'll present him with a solid compensation package. And we solidify Chipper Jones as the manager for the remainder of the season.
Well, Chipper has no interest in being a manager. We can barely get Chipper to spend like a week working with the hitters down in Northport because Chipper's retired. He was just out with the Steakhouse. You can go on the Odyssey app and rewind, listen to that great interview with Steak and Sandra. Look, Chipper knows more about baseball. He's got more baseball knowledge in his pinky some guys in other organizations, and he would be a tremendous asset. And I would love to have Chipper be a manager, but he's got no interest whatsoever in doing that.
No.
You know? No, what they'll do is, my theory, I said to you yesterday, I think at some point, maybe after this road trip, maybe around the All-Star break, they'll announce that this is, in fact, his last season for Snicker.
Okay.
And again, these contracts have been small term, as Grant pointed out yesterday, but currently his contract is up at the end of this year. But I think somebody, Alex will say it, they'll call a press conference, and that basically they're putting Snicker out to pasture. And maybe they have a succession plan, maybe they don't.
So in sports terms, guys, when a manager is in the last year of his deal and he doesn't have a new deal, he is called a
lame duck.
That is what Snicker is right now. The future is uncertain as to whether or not he's going to be here. The team and the core of the team has pretty much been paid and it's set. And so, Mike, I don't think they have any reason to necessarily give him a long-term extension. They can go year to year because the whole idea is, well, you know, if you're trying to attract free agents, are they going to want to come not knowing what the managerial situation is going to be? And I don't know if that matters anymore. I think if you're paying a guy $250 million over 8, 9, 10 years, whatever it is, he's coming. It doesn't matter what the managerial situation is. Right. I just don't think the Braves are interested in tying him up, and maybe he doesn't want to, but I know the organization, Mike, if Snicker, if he was offered 4 more years guaranteed money, you're going to tell me he would turn that down? Because I don't think he's interested in quitting, which right. gets us to your point about how do we do this in a proper way?
Showing respect.
Yes, that everybody feels good, and he still always will be a part of this organization, just like Bobby Cox.
Right, and that's just, you know, like, if you feel that he has earned the right, we talked about it. He's never had all the weapons. Even the year they won the World Series, they didn't have the starting pitching. He dealt with injuries. Alex does a great job, you know, giving that and augmenting players that he used perfectly. Go back and look how he used those lineups and how he changed lineups night to night against the Dodgers and, of course, in the Astros in the World Series. I was there. You and I were there for Game 5, you know, and before they went to Houston for Game 6 when Soler hit that moonshot. The guy was on point. I mean, you could argue that sometimes all a manager can do is screw things up, let the flow just roll with itself. But when you're scuffling and struggling, you're still the guy who's going to be the guy with the target on his back because you can't fire the 25 players. So fair or unfair, any other city in America, he'd be gone. But no. I mean, here it's basically like smothering Frosty the Snowman or something, or Santa Claus. People can't wrap their head around moving on midseason. They won't. I said that to you yesterday. They're not going to do it.
That came from Michael, by the way. I love Michael's. Then we'll present him with a solid compensation package.
No, he's already, his contract's up.
I love that.
Guys, his contract is up.
He's going to give him a bag on the way out?
Yes, and here's a gold watch. Coach Snicker, here's a Rolex. And thank you for your time as we put you on the baseball ice flow out to sea. No, man, he just doesn't have a contract at the end of the year. Believe me, he's fine. But here's the one thing they won't do, and I hope, color me surprised if they do.
Okay.
When they do move on from Snicker, go get a completely new staff.
Yeah.
Find somebody somebody who's doing something interesting. I don't want a total commitment to analytics like the Rays. I like what Bruce Bochy does down there in Texas. I would get some guys from his staff. I'd love to go with a younger manager as well, if that's in the offing, if the guy's qualified to do the job.
Mike, I look at this two ways. One is AA was not in the Braves organization. He was an outsider. And he's had the most success of any general manager in our city the last decade.
Just real quick, they had to because of the Coppola situation.
Okay. But they did it.
Right.
They didn't stay in-house and say, we got a great third base coach at our AA level.
I'm just thinking when you have a general manager that gets suspended, I just think a lot of guys in the organization, scouting department, you had no resource to use. They'd be tainted.
It may be, but they did it. And my point is, there's no connection for AA to have a commitment to anybody that's below him to say, I owe anybody an opportunity to be our next manager. I actually think he, just knowing what I know about him, is going to do those kinds of things. I think when it comes time, they're not going to just be like, hey, we got a great guy, the 1A level that we really enjoy, and he's going to be our next guy. I think they're going to search far and wide. The other side of this, though, is just like in any business, how do you reward those who have been with you, like a Snicker, and have worked very hard to help the players get to where they are? See, part of this is, I'm with you. I want the biggest and best opportunity for the guy to come in here.
Cast a wide net.
Yes, right? But the other side of that is, just like Brian Snicker, there's probably somebody in this organization that is deserving of maybe that opportunity. And if you overlook them, it speaks volumes for everybody else that works in that organization because they go, well, when it comes my time, I know I'm not going to get it.
Right.
So I'm torn, but I don't think Alex is just going to give a guy a job in the organization because that's what this team traditionally has done.
I know that I'd love to see a change of approach. I would love to get rid of Rick Kranitz. I don't think Hires is a good fit. Seitzer, I mean, we talked about it. I mean, hitting coaches, I think most fans don't even give a crap. But we were 2023, we're rocking and rolling. Last year we scuffled and they fired the hitting coach. They moved on. And for whatever reason, whatever the approach is, and I'm not privy to what goes on in their work habits and how much video.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
...Keo and everything else these guys are doing, Carl.
Sure, sure.
But the results speak for themselves. They got a new hitting coach. They don't hit. I mean, new hitting coach, we don't hit. So, you know, you didn't hit for 1 year after having an amazing run with Seitzer, and you fired him. So, a bit, we sacrificed Tuias Esopo as a third base coach.
All right, guys, more on the Braves coming up. Appreciate the comments, by the way. There were so many. We'd love to read them all.
But people are hot.
But we just picked up a couple and right. Said, hey, let's read them and share those with you. All right, we're coming back. Bryant McFadden is going to join us. B-Mac. Two-time Super Bowl champion is set to join us, guys, and the Steelers have their quarterback. It's the biggest and latest NFL news next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.